The scripture for us today comes from the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 10 through 13. Paul writes, "I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." The word of God for God's people this day. I guess for some folks, when we think of Philippians 14, we think of the King James Version. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." My mother used Philippians 4:13 a whole lot, except she didn't use Paul's words from King Jimmy. She had her own version, particularly when her youngest son pushed her patience beyond her limit and mom began quoting scripture. Her version of 4:13 was, "I hold my hand to my Lord." Powerful. You know, Philippians 4:13 is my wife's favorite verse. I wonder, do you ever remember quoting Philippians 4:13 or your own version when your patience thinned or the task is heavy or seems unbearable? People use it for inspiration, to reach goals, or for encouragement, to simply to stay upright and keep going. And that's fair enough. But there's a depth of meaning in this verse that goes deeper than completing the goal or winning the game or a prize. If we look at the big picture, this verse is far more powerful than we could imagine. Because I think all of us want to believe that this verse is true. I think all of us want strength for living. I know many people are worn out and burned out and about to pass out. Maybe you're feeling exhausted by life, or there's a tough decision up ahead to make and you don't know if you have the strength to make it. Perhaps you have too many things on your plate and you just need a break. Where is the off button? The pressures of work, family, health and life, and even being alone have you at the end of your rope. If that's how you feel, maybe today's verse is just what the doctor ordered. But notice the verse expresses that Paul found strength in Jesus Christ. Paul doesn't say, "You will find your strength in Christ to do all things." Instead, he was testifying that he had found all the strength he needed in Jesus. So the question becomes, how can we find it? If we're honest, there are days when we really don't feel all that strong. We've prayed, we've been to church, we've read our Bible, but the strength is not there. We go on vacations, we read self-help books, and still the strength is not there. We change jobs. Well, people will try just about anything sometimes, but still there's no escape. There are days when we don't really feel all that strong. I think this is one of the reasons why this is a favorite verse for many people. It expresses a sincere hope and desire to find strength. We yearn for it. We long for it. But many of us don't experience it. How can we find the strength that Paul testified about? It may be that we can discover and claim this strength by looking at Philippians 4:13 in its larger context. Most people read only this verse and think, okay, Jesus can give me strength too. If I took a poll on how many people know Philippians 4:12, most of us wouldn't know it. But we can't understand Philippians 4:13 unless we understand Philippians 4:12 and verses 11 and 10. We must see this popular verse in light of its context. And then and only then we can discover how to receive the strength in Christ to do all things. So let's take a little closer look. Many people believe that Paul was in a Roman prison when he wrote the letter to the Philippians. The Philippian church was his favorite church. He founded it. He loved the people and they loved him. He had a special relationship with them. And Philippians 4:13 appears as Paul is wrapping up his letter. He's thanking the Philippians for sending him a gift, probably money, to help his ministry. And Paul had good etiquette. He, like the Samaritan leper who returned to thank Jesus, knew the power of a heartfelt thank you. So he says in verse 10, I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need. Paul was quick to thank the Philippians for their love behind the gift, but he was also quick to tell them that he didn't need it. He wasn't being rude. He simply seized an opportunity to share his wisdom. Listen to what Paul expresses in verse 11. For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. This is Paul's experience and wisdom shining through. Many believe Paul was an older man when he wrote these words. He had been through life's battles. He had survived countless bouts of persecution. He sat in a Roman prison cell awaiting death at any moment. But he knew what was most important in life. He knew what counted. Life and faith had taught him to be self-sufficient regardless of his circumstances. And I think many of us are quite the opposite. We're only happy and self-sufficient when circumstances are exactly how we want them. We feel good when life lines up just like we wanted. We put ourselves at the mercy of circumstances, but Paul didn't. Paul continues in verse 12, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. Paul was basically saying, been there, done that. I faced sad and desperate times, and I faced wonderful and glorious times. Each has something to teach us. I've lived life, and I know what I'm talking about. I imagine when Paul was younger, he made the mistake of relying on his circumstances for happiness and contentment. But then he realized that life is a series of ups and downs. If you rely on circumstances, you're going to be disappointed. And then Paul throws in a sentence that unfastens my imagination and sets us up for what's ahead in the following verses. We don't find anything like it anywhere else in Scripture, really. Paul says in verse 12, I have learned the secret. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Now, how about that? Paul said he had learned the secret of being content no matter what life threw at him. Whether he was hungry or full, in prison or in his own bed, he knew the secret to being content. I don't know about you, but this secret interests me. It does seem like a secret, doesn't it? There's a lot of unhappiness. Or maybe I should say that it seems that joy comes at a premium these days. There are folks who have everything they want and are still content. Folks are relying on circumstances to bring them strength and contentment, and it always disappoints. It does seem like a secret. Maybe the secret has given us the slip. We would love to know the secret. Well, the truth is the secret is found in Philippians 4:13. Paul wasn't trying to hide it. The problem is we have quoted this verse so many times that we miss it. Let me read the verse again. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Whenever we read this verse, many of us focus on the word strength. It's an important word, but it's not the most important word. The most important word in this verse is do. I can do all things through Christ, the one who gives me strength. This verse makes me think of John 15 when Jesus teaches, I am the vine and you are the branches. Though those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Paul's secret to strength and contentment lay in learning to focus on what he was supposed to do, not what he felt he should have or possess. Paul didn't say, I can have all things. He said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It was not money, things, power, or prestige that empowered him. It was his relationship with Jesus and what Jesus had called him to do. Paul detached himself from the non-essentials of life and focused on the big picture, on what really matters for eternity. And in doing so, he found all the strength in the world that he would ever need. So what is the secret to contentment and the way to endless strength? Let go of what you should have and grab hold of what you should do. You see, most of us don't have the strength we need because our focus is misplaced. When we focus on having instead of doing, we never have enough energy. Why? Because have is never satisfied. That's why self-centered churches die and outward-focused churches thrive. Have saps energy. Doing gives energy. You're feeling powerless. You want strength. Well, change your perspective. Do what Paul did. Take your mind and heart off the non-essentials and focus on the eternal. Let go of what you should have and grab hold of what you should do. Get to work following Jesus and everything else will take care of itself. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. The happiest, most energetic people I know are those who faithfully follow Jesus and serve his church. Last Sunday evening, we were here with the confirmation class. We stood right here in the center on the carpet. Renee was with us. And I pulled out my iPad. I found I have an iPad you have to wind up. And I pulled out my iPad and had to do this to get it calibrated. And when I showed it to the kids, I should say to the youth, excuse me, I showed them a compass. And it always points to the north. And so we adjusted it, and I said, okay, if we want to go west, which way do we go? And they pointed this way. If we want to go south, which way do we go? They said that way. If we want to go north, northeast, we want to go kind of like this. But north always stays the same. And then we talked about the North Star, the Polaris, that when the North Star rises and sets, it almost never moves. So sailors in the day had their compass and their sextant. I thought of it this way. And they would use that star to find out where to go. And we talked about in confirmation with five beautiful, wonderful young people. We talked about letting Jesus be their North Star. As long as they had Jesus as their North Star, they always knew where Jesus was, and they always knew where to go. You know, when I hear these verses from Philippians, I hear a challenge. Steve, get busy living for Jesus, or get busy fooling in trivial pursuit. Well, the right answer, and the answer that I continue to work on, is give me Jesus. Which do you choose? Lift up your hand to your Lord, and Christ will strengthen you. Let's pray. Lord, give us the courage to let go of what we should have and grab hold of what you call us to do. Help us to see that you always give strength to those who desire to be your hands and feet in the world. Amen.